Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here. And we are really having some trying times, and it's so important to be able to make the best of it. And that's so many different things are going on right now with the COVID-19 and protesting and just on and on and on. And what do we do? How do we step out of it and still live our day-to-day lives, get strong, not let it destroy us? And it's going to be an interesting show today. My dear friend Mary Blake, who I adore, who lives in Manhattan, New York, is coming on with us today. She is a wealth of wisdom and can bring a lot to us today in many ways, to calm us, to teach us. I'm looking forward to the show today. And we are going to talk about watching out for scammers, because when we're going through a time such as today, it's not that we don't have scammers in the world. We do all the time. And we want to be positive and we want to do the right thing. But it seems when you're going through a lot of chaos and everything's up in arms like it is today, it opens the doors for many more scammers to come in. It's a double-edged sword, because those of us who have hard hearts tend to want to help people, and we may be getting scammed. So how do we watch out for it and not drop the ball and lose everything? The other part we're going to talk about is time to heal. I'm coming on with you. Time to heal is how to reduce anxiety in today's environment. And many of us are saying that the financial meltdown and anxiety are going to kill more people than COVID-19. COVID-19 is definitely real and not to be taken lightly, so I don't want to be putting that in a different context. It's a real, real disease. It's a real illness. It's tough, and we have to be careful. So how to handle it in the wake of all, where do we go from here? Without further ado, I want to introduce my good friend Mary Blake. Hey there.
Hello. I'm glad to be here. I'm sorry, I've got somebody ringing downstairs, and I don't know who in the world they were, and we missed each other, so I guess I'm just supposed to be here with you. That's all.
Mary, thank you so much for coming on. You have such a wealth of wisdom. You've been here on Earth for many, many moons, which we talk about, and you are just still going strong. Just finished your another book, and you're just incredible. So I appreciate you coming on today. Always calm. I've known you for a long time, and you still stay calm in the middle of sometimes craziness, right?
Well, it's getting harder and harder to stay calm, I must say. I don't know if I'm beating a horse that has already come to the barn, but we are, in addition to being in this tremendous pandemic situation, we also are dealing with Mercury retrograde. And that's all about transportation and communication. And this is something that is going on, and we need to face it. We need to be much more careful about the way we interact with people. And thank you so much.
Now, Mercury retrograde, they say it goes in and out constantly throughout the year. So is this a
mm-hmm.
period where it's in and it's going to stop soon, or
we're right in the middle of it right now.
Is it going to happen for a couple of months, or what is this?
It usually happens maybe, 5 or 6 weeks. It varies because this is a lunar situation, not a calendar situation. But we need to be extra careful in allowing extra time for getting together to meetings and various things, because it does affect transportation, and also in our communication with each other. Don't be surprised if you run into some misunderstandings, which are surprising on both ends,
Well, with the anxiety level is so high right now that many people seem
That's
to be walking on eggshells.
They are multiplying each other. And that's why it's getting more intense than the usual Mercury retrograde, which is bad
It
enough.
Really is. I can hear in your background right now. Now, you're in New York and Manhattan, so, of course, it's going to be noisier in that sense. Although the New York's been with the shutdowns and then opening
mm-hmm.
back up, it's still a lot more quiet than your normal Manhattan in New York. But I could just hear sirens. And I've noticed where I am in Westminster, Maryland right now. I'm not back in Hawaii right now. I can't go back for a little while because of the shutdown. I don't want a quarantine for 14 days. So, of course, thank God for virtual, the way we do it virtually. I have noticed where I am in Westminster, and I've been back and forth in this location for about 4 years, it's typically
mm-hmm.
very, very quiet because it's a little bit out in the country. And I have noticed the last 3 or 4 weeks, sirens constantly, like at different times of the day and
mm-hmm.
night. And it's like, what is going on? Everybody is, this pandemic is disrupting everything, financially,
and
emotionally,
and it's being
spiritually.
Multiplied, it's being multiplied by the Mercury retrograde.
Yeah. But we have that we have all the time any. I mean, I've never, like, in contracts
we,
with
you know,
real
we
estate.
We have it 5 or 6 times a year, and sometimes it's worse than others. But this time it's like being very careful and do not overreact when other people misunderstand what your meaning or your words meant or whatever, because this is just we'll get through it, but we don't want to ruin some friendships along the way,
That's easy to do.
The way you just said
ruin some friendships. You and I have known each other a long time. Can we say your age? Because you're so amazing. Is that okay? Never supposed to tell a woman's age, but with yours.
Just had my 91st birthday.
Yes, and you're so healthy. You actually broke your hip 3 years ago, and you're fine. So many people break their hips when they get older, and they never recover. You are fine. I think it was about 3 years, right? So go.
It's 4 years
August,
now. It will be 4 years in August. Yeah.
Okay.
But
you're amazing.
My son-in-law, who is over 20 years younger than I am, had a hip replacement, which isn't nearly as difficult and painful as a hip repair.
Right.
And he still is not adjusting to it. My daughter says he goes up the steps like a monkey, on hands and knees.
And what do you attribute that to? Is it mental attitude? Is it diet? Is it health? What do you attribute that to? The difference, because you're amazing. You
all
actually
of the
even
above.
If I recall, yeah, huh?
All of the above.
Okay.
I
remember you with your hip. They didn't do something right with the screw. You were able to have surgery again a year and a half later because you stood on your ground and said, no, I'm not going to, there's something's wrong. And it was.
Uh-huh.
And then you were great.
Of course it was wrong. I went a year and a half feeling like I was having a root canal in my hip because this screw was was attacking a nerve. But I did pursue it, and I did not give up, even though four doctors refused to deal with it. And I finally found the doctor that made it happen. And when he made it happen, it was magical. It was totally magical. And a lot of people give up too easily. This is what happened to my son-in-law. He just gave up. He said, this is hard and it hurts. And so I'm just going to do it
right.
the best way where it doesn't hurt me so much. Whereas I pushed through and went ahead and walked erect and went up and down steps and went and did everything that I could possibly do as if I was perfectly normal.
I remember when it first happened, when it first happened and you had a surgery, you were walking with a cane within a matter of weeks. It was amazing.
Oh, I walked out of the hospital on day six on a cane.
Mm.
You know, but I was just determined that this wasn't going to get me down. And something has really clicked loudly with me right now. A little story. It was with an Indian grandfather, and his grandson asked him, why do these bad things happen? And he said, the grandfather said, look, within all of us there are two wolves, the good wolf and the bad wolf, and they're constantly
mm-hmm.
fighting for control. And the little kid said, well, who wins? And the grandfather said, the one you feed.
Mm-hmm. And it makes so much sense, doesn't it?
The brilliant wisdom of these people that were here before we even came here, and we're getting along just fine, you know. And here we are now, and this is something that everybody needs to listen to. Which wolf are you feeding? Are you feeding
Mary,
fear? Yes.
Exactly. Exactly. It's the one we feed. It is incredible how much our minds, okay, have to do with everything, right? How we visualize
exactly.
things, how we think
mm-hmm.
about them. My mother has dementia, Alzheimer's, and she's only 80. And of course, I've been researching lots of it in the last 2 years, and they're
mm-hmm.
saying that it's a proven fact that when somebody's constantly negative, you know, there's negative, negative, negative thoughts,
mm-hmm.
because we want to turn them into a positive. It doesn't mean that, you know, we don't go through trials and tribulations, but they're saying that somehow it forms pathways in the brain, and it's actually one of the causes of dementia. They're actually finding that the people that do this consistently end up having more problems later.
Exactly.
It's amazing with our minds. It's not easy because we're creatures of habit. But like you mentioned, your son-in-law and many people, I've had AFib once in a while, but not every day. And it's
mm-hmm.
typically been attributed if I got in a tizzy, you know, I was really, really upset about something.
Yeah, sure.
And a friend of mine who is like, I think she's in her late 70s, keeps emailing me this stuff about AFib. I'm like, I don't have it every day. I'm not owning that. I don't want to own it.
Good.
It's not. She says, well, I have all these immune diseases and all this, da 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 da, nothing's going to go away. And I'm like, I don't believe that. I believe we can't say something can never be healed. I don't believe that. Plus, I'm not going to own something that I don't have every day. You know, I know where, you know, I kind of pushed it too hard, pushed myself too hard at
mm-hmm.
times.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no, I'm not buying into that, you know. And it really is, like when you say the one you feed, the wolf you feed, is so
yeah.
true, isn't it? And when we
yeah.
bring stuff to us, it's really difficult because there's a fine line. You still have to protect yourself. And, like, right now we have such a divide in the country, and it's so cool to me to have and love a friend like you, because we both, without getting into politics, right? We both
yes.
like different sides. I'll go into details, okay?
Yes,
because we agree to disagree, and we agree to still care about each other's, but have our own opinion, right? And
absolutely.
There's so many people that aren't doing that right now. So many people that are hating people if they don't believe what they believe. People that are not family members, not talking to other family members. Friends unfriending people, you know, Facebook and family, all kinds of things, because they're not doing what we do. You know what I mean? Still being able to have a difference of opinion, right?
Sure.
I love your wisdom. Do you think part of that is with you? You grew up in cultures where, and I love the culture because I'm 58 and I still grew up in a lot of that too, where you still want to be prim and proper. You still want to be polite. You still want to act like a lady when we're ladies, right? Do you attribute some of that to that, or do you just what do you attribute that to? Because it is such a divide right now, and, you know, we're almost afraid to say anything to people.
The important thing that I believe in doing is to find out where they stand, and let them be where they are, and don't try to force them to think the same way you do, because that is a hard road to hoe, you know.
Yeah.
It really and truly is. There used to be the expression, in polite society, we don't discuss politics or religion. And
you didn't. Okay.
That's a very easy system to hold on to, because you just have to realize that people, they have their belief systems, they have their commitments, they think they know what is right, and the truth of the matter is there is no 100% right and there's no 100% wrong. But if you if you desperately have to make the other person 100% wrong, then you're never going to get along.
No.
You know what I mean?
Right. It's difficult. You know, it's very difficult. And right now there's so many different things going on, and you're seeing like the riots, and it's a proven fact. And this is a proven fact based on not just speculation, but on history and on research and science, you know, sociological plus psychological research, that crowds can be swayed. You know, people, see people maybe just running out there and they're swayed and they want to knock things down and do this and do that, but maybe they don't even know why they're doing it, right? You hear that a lot where, and right now there's so much confusion out there. And so much unrest. It makes you wonder whether you just get away from it all and go shut down for a while, or do you still stay out there and do what we do? Like with what I do, I have to be out there so much with social media and with the business and things like that. But there's a part that says, pardon me, it says, I don't know, let this simmer down some first before getting out there. But we don't know when it's going to simmer down. It's a very, very weird time.
You do not know. Deciding not to do something is a decision. Most people don't realize. Refraining from making a decision is a decision. And
that is
true. Einstein said, the only way evil can prevail is when good people do nothing.
Oh, because that is a decision and nobody's standing up for any rights.
That's right.
True.
That is absolutely right. So if you stand up for the part that you feel is right and recognize that there is right on the other side as well, but in different places, and the right doesn't meet. at the right at a comfortable
right.
place. But there is right in everything. There's no. This is a plane of imperfection, and there is on this plane no such thing as perfect evil or perfect good. There is bad in the best of us and good in the worst of us. And where are you going to focus on? What are you going to feed?
Right.
And by constantly criticizing another person and telling them they're wrong, you're not helping the situation,
you know,
and you're not getting your point across.
Yeah, it's really, I always say a time to heal, you know, because with all the years of my studies and things I've been through, and especially as a child, I'm always talking about it's time to heal because we have different wounds that we need to work through.
Healing often involves pain because you
That's
have
true.
To recognize something as wrong and something's not working in order to be able to fix it.
It's just amazing how much our minds and what we think really has to do with what we eat, what we think, and how we handle things.
Exactly.
It's a tough call, though, because there's a lot of confusion out there, and I always say confusion's not from God. It's not on the peace side. Then we go to another side, another line of things where you have to watch out for scammers. You know, the Bible says to be, you know, very slick
yes.
as a serpent, but also as meek as a lamb. And
mm-hmm.
you have to watch out. And sometimes when you want to be too nice and always trying to do the right thing, it's easy to get scammed, you know.
Yes, it is.
And then also at times, you know, the people that you want to help, you're not going to help because you're afraid they're scammers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very double-edged sword. You know, I just got scammed very badly, and I'm one of those landlords that you're seeing around the country that has people that aren't supposed to be in the property anymore, costing
mm-hmm.
lots of money. And
mm-hmm.
The courts aren't hearing cases yet. And I have to tell you, the anxiety and the stress and the amount of money, it's like feeling like you're robbed because these people were supposed to be out a while ago. So they're not even really technically tenants. They're considered holdover.
Exactly.
And it's a season where things are rented out, so you make a lot of money. And there's also people that were booked already that are getting hurt that we're trying
mm-hmm.
to re-put in other places. And it's
mm-hmm.
all this domino effect. The people in the house could care less. It's like they have no conscience. They don't care. And they really don't because they're getting away with this. So, and they're purely scammers, and it makes you feel like you've been robbed. For anybody out there listening that's ever been broken into in your car or broken into your home, you know, there's that violation feeling. And it's this situation's like you're robbed, but it's not over yet because you don't know how much damage is going to be done between the loss of income, loss to damage to the property, and unfortunately, our justice system has been shut down for months, and
this
they don't know
true.
How to handle all this. So,
have you asked yourself, what have I learned from this?
Yes, and what I've learned is, there is that dichotomy that between always wanting to be nice, always wanting to do the right thing, always
mm-hmm.
wanting to serve, and sometimes
mm-hmm.
serve to my detriment, you know, where I need
yes.
to say, wait a minute, take care of me first, and then, you know, like they talk about in the airplanes, you put the oxygen mask on yourself first, and then, you know, if you have children with you, then somebody else. And
no question
for
about
me,
it.
But for me, I've always had that personality in the industry where I'm putting out fires, fixing other people's problems before taking care of myself. And so that was a huge lesson. It was also, for me, this happened at the end of March when COVID hit and we were all going, what's happening, right?
Mm-hmm.
We were all kind of in big shock, like what are we supposed
yeah.
to do? So
right.
at that time, I was very vulnerable, and it was
mm-hmm.
easy for someone to scam me because I wasn't protecting. I was, oh, you poor, okay, I'll help you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they
mm-hmm.
were scamming.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes you feel kind of stupid when you're older and you've done a lot of business and you go, how did I even I would have never let a client do what I do in a million years. I would have never. I don't care if they said, I would have never done that. So when you ask what the lesson is, that was my lesson. Many times we, I don't want to say we think less of ourselves, because I've always been a leader, but you're not worried about, we're not worried about ourselves maybe, and we're just going, let me help, let me help. And it's a fine line. It is very much a fine line, because it's going to be a very costly mistake. And then it's a fine line, because when you've been someone who's been abused, you know, and younger and all these other things, you know, there's that guilt that you didn't do anything wrong, and you'll feel funny, right? Like you don't, you never did anything wrong, but you'll feel funny because of all the years of all that different, those different anchors. And so then you got to go, wait a minute, I didn't do anything wrong. I was being too kind, and yes, I let my guard down, and then you feel stupid. But yeah, when you say what lessons did you learn, it's difficult, because right now, around the country, there's a lot of people that definitely need money, and a lot of people that lost their jobs, and a lot of people that can't pay rent. And then you have a lot of people that can and are scamming. You really do. And maybe somebody's going to say the percentage isn't as high, but there are plenty. And the landlords who've worked their whole lives or for years to have this asset that they worked for, it wasn't like they just, it was handed to them, stand to lose all of this, because we have a situation, a pandemic going on, and the courts aren't able to vet people. My opinion is they should be able to vet, even if it's through Zoom or standing, people standing in parking lots and you bring so many in. I'm not saying it's easy, and they're doing the best they can. But I do think it should be opened up more. And because it's not fair that, for example, a lot of people that are holding over that aren't going to pay, and if they have no money to pay, I have people that are holding over that have been taking vacations out of states. You know what I mean? Like, and we've got proof from other ways, and they could care less, you know, about my situation or about the other people that are supposed to rent the property or that already paid to rent it, you know, for vacation rentals. So I'm only bringing that up. I'm not mentioning names right now, but in the fact that we really need to watch out for scammers. You're hearing constantly right now, like, say, people that are getting unemployment, calls are being made or emails are coming through saying, we need to talk to you about your unemployment. They're verifying things, getting people's information, and they're scamming. So it's very important not to give any information to anybody that calls you. In the real estate world, we've been having the last few years, not just with COVID, and these things have happened over time and in our generations and history, but it's just rampant right now. A lot of escrow and title companies are finding they have to be so careful, because there's been scammers hijacking the emails, and then they send information to a buyer who's who's wiring money into an escrow account, so they think, and it's really going to the wrong person. And constantly. So they, you know, and I know on island in Oahu, it was like somebody just lost $800,000. I have other clients that said 2 years ago they lost $50,000, right? This money's not being recovered. You know, the FBI investigates it. But, and you go, oh, my gosh. So it's like they have to double check, because they're sending something somewhere and they think it's right because they've gotten instruction. You know, it's that rampant right now. And so when I say watch out for scammers, you know, if somebody gets insulted because you say, I need to run your credit report if you're going to rent, I need you to pay deposits, if I'm going to give you money in this account, I need to do it while I'm on the phone with you with the bank, or I want to do it at the bank, or whatever it is. And if somebody gets insulted, just let them be insulted, because you have to protect and yourself these days.
You have to say that's their problem. Now, the one thing that I wanted to say to you is, when you consider the lesson you have learned to be doubly careful about things, you don't know, but that could save you millions in the future. That one, that one little lesson might, that might save you millions in the future, and there, if you're wise, if you are clear on what is going on, when you can say, oh my goodness, thank goodness for that disaster that happened during the pandemic.
So you say,
because
if we're
going to
lose 20 or 30,000, it might save us millions later.
Everything that I own.
Yeah.
Do you hear me?
That's true.
And that's how we get through it. Which of the wolves are you going to feed? And when you when you say, I made a terrible mistake, I was stupid, what you are doing is you're feeding the wrong wolf.
But it is, Mary, and I'm sure plenty of people listening could say, wait a minute, I remember this. I was a woman the other day told me a story about how she signed a title for somebody because they couldn't get, you know, and actually put a car in her name to help someone out. And then the people disappeared for a while. And it's like, oh, my gosh, I would have been so afraid that if they were in an accident or something. You know, and I know she'll never do that again. But you look at some things like what I did the end of March. I was scammed, and I was told such stories, and I believed it. But I should have, and all the years before, I would have never done what I allowed without credit reports, without extra deposits, right? I would have checked the people out thoroughly, and my guard was let down
what happened. You let your guard down. And you're not going to do that anymore, are you?
But, you know, like in the Bible and with the Christian, it's not just religion on me, it's reality, but it's a different thing how it says the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And then there's another saying, the devil is in the details, right?
Yep.
And we cross our eyes, dot our keys, and do it over and over again. Just like if somebody knocks at my door, I don't care if they're selling Girl Scout cookies. I am not opening the door. I'll give the donations at the grocery store with the cookie, you know, the cookie sales, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll just give them the money. I do not open my door for anybody. I don't care who it is. I don't do it. It's just a rule, unless I know, you know, somebody's supposed to be there that I know. And I have different things that I do. If I go to a restaurant, I'm not going to walk to my car alone in a dark parking lot without asking somebody at the restaurant to watch me. Of course, with COVID now, we're only having restaurants. It's different.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I don't take those types of chances. But it's very alarming when you go, I would have never done that before, but I did it. My guard was let down. And that's the thing.
And you need to analyze the different elements that led to that, and it'll never happen to you again. I promise you,
you know,
it will never happen again because you you will not let it. And you need to understand that as my guide always says, mistakes are a shortcut to learning.
Yeah,
and
true.
If you count the learning, you could spend thousands of dollars on a real estate course and never learn the lesson that these people just taught you.
But, you know, when it comes to clients, I have been so anal. You have transactions and maybe someone needs to do a pre-occupancy or a post-occupancy, after settlement. And it's like we make sure, like, you're not going to, even if it's 4 days, for without $100,000 non-refundable, all the money's non-refundable. I mean, because sometimes life happens, and I know attorneys will always say don't do it. And there's times you need to do it, but we make sure that they're so covered that if something happened, they're still okay. You know, if they had to resell it and they have a whole chunk of money, you know. It was like, what are you thinking? Why did you do this? And I'm saying that just because I think a lot of people with the COVID right now are so raw in what's happening.
We are, and more so than anybody actually realizes. And it is so important for us to accept that and to work with it and to realize that we're still in charge. And some people might call it denial. But no, it isn't that. It's how you think about something is how it is, because you will react in a different way depending upon the way you think of something. And the more you think of something as you are in charge, you have not stopped learning. You have not stopped growing. You have not become hardened. You have not become a cruel, selfish person. You have maintained a goodness and a kindness within you that
once in a while leaves you vulnerable
and once in a while leaves other people vulnerable. So we get through vulnerability when we get through it the best way we can.
You know, we used to be able to say, okay, we trust the government, we trust police, we trust this, we trust that. It's very sad right now with the riots and them saying get rid of the police. It's ridiculous because we need the police. You know, if we don't have the police, then other people are going to come in. And it's just such a, I feel like we're being manipulated, like we're just pawns right now with all this going on around the world and the country and even the news media. I mean, things are just, it's like we're being bought at a price, and it's sad to watch what is actually happening, you know? It's amazing amount of people that are
really
doing things and they don't even know why. Yeah.
It is heartbreaking to see what is happening to people's hearts, to how they are, some people are going to make decisions that will affect the rest of their lives. And it may be totally the wrong decision altogether, but they're going to stick by it, and they're going to say, I know I'm right because of blah, 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 blah. And there you are. But when you cannot make snap judgments about people and feelings, because feelings are always true, and yet they are many times misleading. So
totally,
you have to go into, sometimes people call it going into the silence. You listen to what is happening, and you hold off the judgment until you are able to face it logically. We make decisions too many times when our feelings are raw, when we are hurt, and our judgment is on hold.
Everybody knows something someone else doesn't know. None of us can know everything. And it's sad to me to watch a lot of the riots, and then you can ask people why they're doing it, and they don't know. You know, not everybody knows why they're doing things. The friends may said, let's come out and do this. You know, and all lives matter to me. I mean, I'm not prejudiced at all, and I really believe we all matter. But there's a lot of things happening that are inciting people to riot, and I think there's a much bigger agenda going on, a much bigger agenda, than we know. We're kind of like pawns. So how do you think, when I say it's time to heal, how do we, when just say that we're pawns in the middle of all this and it's a nightmare, and it's not just in the U.S., it's around the world, and the powers to be know what they're doing very much, I believe. I don't believe they're stupid. I believe they know what they're doing. And we're kind of pawns. So how do you deal with that on a day-to-day when we're thinking we'll be protected, but we might not be protected? What's your recommendation for people to be able to live a sense of peace right now and not stress out and reduce the anxiety, because there's so much unknown right now?
Absolutely. You have to look at how this country came into being. And this country came into being by people going into the unknown and facing things that they had never experienced, they didn't even know exist. And in that facing of the unknown, we become strong if we take it as a learning experience. People have forgotten how to learn from living. They're too busy learning from the internet, from what people tell them is right, and people are going to need to once more trust themselves and
yes.
ask the right questions. The most important thing that I can tell you right now is to learn how to ask the right questions.
That's a good point. Very much a good point. And take it one day at a time right now, I guess, because we still need to, you know, meditate, pray, exercise, eat well, take care of our bodies, right?
That's right, because if you don't take care of yourself, you cannot take care of anybody.
No. It's really important to not react. It's very hard to not react when you know you're getting scammed. It's like, uh-oh,
It is very hard, but it's the hard things that are important in life, not the easy things.
Yeah.
The easy things don't teach you a thing. If you just do something, you walk in and you push a button and everything happens all by itself, what did you learn?
That's true.
So you're...
If you know how to make it work and you go do it, just like real estate, we know there's going to be a lot of short sales next year, and it's very sad, and we want to be able to help as many people as we can. Rentals. It's always usually been a good investment to get involved in rentals, and...
Right.
Of course, you have to vet people, very much rent them. I think
there
right
you
now,
go.
With
and,
what's happening
this,
in the U.S.
This lesson, look at this lesson. You just got one.
And right at a time when we all need money, right? It's really bad. And I don't, but I think many people are not going to want to buy rentals. So then you can say, okay, let's do commercial rentals. But the commercial market's changing.
Other people are not buying rentals, that leaves it wide open for you.
You know. Well, I think there's going to be a lot of deals to be had for investors.
Yes.
If they have cash. Cash
yes,
is going to be
are.
King maybe for the next year, but then after a couple years, I mean, cash dollar is not going to have as much value based on what's happening around the world. You know, so there's
right.
so many opinions, so much. It's just, it's a very difficult, you know, it used to be we could say, hey, do this, save this, put this here. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, and you could kind of bank on things. Right now, we can't really bank on a lot other than ourselves and keeping ourselves healthy, our immune systems up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's,
And when you realize when it comes right down to everything, it's about you, and it's about the way you react, you interact with life, and interacting is much more important than reacting. When you it's like reacting is not always a very smart thing. So
no.
If you keep your head clear and you know what life means to you, you know how much serving is to you, but you also know that serving the wrong person is worse than not serving anyone at all.
Right. I agree.
So
it's a tough one. No, I appreciate your wisdom. 91 years old, all that you've done, you're just amazing, and I appreciate your wisdom because it's a confusing, trying time, and there's a part that says, hey, let's get out there, let's fight back, not fight mean, but let's get out there, let's help people, let's serve, let's just go rock and roll and get this done. And it's going to work out, you know. And then there's a part that says, let's pull back and not do anything for a while. Oh, my gosh, right?
Uh-huh.
And I've got more of the personality to say, no, I've got to get out there and be involved. I can't just sit back and do nothing, you know. So let's go back. Believe it or not, we only have 15 minutes left. I knew this was going to go by so fast. Tell us, you know about the depression. You know where we were headed, what happened. You know, it was way before my time.
I certainly do. I lived through it. You know. The depression taught us so much. It really did teach us so much. Some people learned it and some people didn't. Many people made huge fortunes in the depression. Revlon was born in the Depression. Woolworth was born in the Depression. And serving the people what they really need instead of making things fancier and fancier to the point where only the rich people could afford anything began to make a lot of people a lot of money.
Right.
Because they realized that people need to buy things. They need to have certain things. They need to feel as if they are not a total sucker in life.
Right.
And also, when times are bad, entertainment is more important than ever. Because people
it is,
need,
and that makes sense, because they need to laugh and
feel good. They need relief from the misery.
Yes. Yes.
And so here we are, and we are looking now at ways to make people happy and help them in a way that is going to make their life better.
Do you ever think about, that makes sense, you think about, you know, people want to be heard. They want to be heard. If you're at least heard when you're going through trials and tribulations, you feel so much better because you know, and I have a lot of faith in God and the universe and I love Jesus. And I've had many miracles happen in my life, many.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, and a part of that is understanding, knowing I will land on my feet because it's happened so many times, you know, that you can trust and have that faith. And I can think back when I broke my leg and ankle, I was very negative. I had negative vibes around me. My brother had just died a year and a half before, you know, in a horrible way. And I was negative, and I was like, and then I was bringing negative to me. It's really interesting when you look at that.
Uh-huh. It's
the
true.
The way it really does work. It's not that it's your fault. It's just that it's really important to have that peace and go through it. And we're just in such a dilemma right now, you know, that I believe we'll make it through. You know, a lot more people are buying guns these days. A lot more people are getting, you know, trying to protect themselves for the doomsday.
You know what? You know what Abraham Lincoln said? With a man with a hammer in his hand, everything looks like a nail.
Yeah.
So sometimes having a gun is not a good idea at all.
Right. I think with what's going on these days, for people at their homes, if they end up having invasions, they're going to need it, you know, in my opinion. But I don't think there's a fine line. I was talking to somebody the other day and said, you know, when we think about stuff so much, we can bring it to us. And just like what you said, you know, if you have the gun on you, you may be looking for trouble when you don't mean to be looking for trouble, right? Because you're like, okay, who's going to do something wrong?
You may think the gun is the solution, but it really is the door to bigger trouble.
Right. But in our day and age, we may need it. But we don't want to be thinking that's a solution, right? You want to diffuse the situation if it's possible, right?
Absolutely.
And that's a tough. But what was it? But anyhow, I brought that up to someone the other day, and you know what he said to me? He said, "Wait a minute, I totally agree with you." And of course, we would diffuse it because you know you get trained, you learn, you know not to just be whatever out there. But he said, "Wait a minute, you get in your car every day, and you put the seatbelt on." Are you putting the seatbelt, and you don't think about it, you put it on. He said, that's the way you need to be looking at, you know, taking care of it. And I said, I get that.
Absolutely.
And those are the things that come with our mind and training and learning, not saying, I know how to handle that thing. I know what to do, you know. So I agree with you. Yeah. It's very, 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 it's very humanistic. It takes a lot to learn. I don't know. Just a lot of prayers. A lot of prayers because, you know, it's flying by. But don't you think, you've seen a lot in the world. Doesn't it seem like this has been more planned than just by accident, all this stuff happening?
this, I can't go along with it's being planned. Not in this particular way. I can say it was almost unplanned because things were done without planning that have created great havoc. Real havoc in our country and in the world. And what we do, look, it's there's an old saying, it's not what you got, it's what you do with it.
That is true. That is true.
We've got big trouble on our hands. And the way we respect that trouble and other people's needs is going to determine the outcome more than anything else.
I agree. It's people are in so many different places, you know. Some
mm-hmm.
are okay and some
yeah.
are not okay.
Absolutely. And sometimes you don't even know the other person is not okay until something happens. This is, oh my goodness, I had no idea.
Right.
I had absolutely no idea they were there. You know, that was what was behind their actions. And you need to look at things and say, why did this happen? Not this was terrible. Why did it happen this way?
So do you believe everything happens for a reason?
Here?
Do you believe
yeah.
everything happens for a reason, or do you believe there's a cause and effect and then it kind of happens?
Both. In this life, you cannot avoid the happenstance because it happens, and nobody intended it. And yet, what you do with it then is the important part.
Right. Right. Yeah, and you know,
happenstance, sure. But
the one thing yeah. I've always had problems when somebody's lying, and I just don't know. It's weird. We're down to the end of the show, and Mary, I could talk to you for hours, and you're just so amazing. I want to mention to people that you do you know, always exercise and you eat well, and you know some of the secrets of how you're living such a long, healthy life, right? And you really balance, and you feed your mind, your spirit, and your soul always. And I'm so proud of you. One of the things
I'm proud of
when
you
look
too.
At
I'm
Thank
proud
you.
Of the part of you that got scammed.
Thanks a lot. But I know what you mean. I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
I'm
yeah.
also proud of you for the part of you that is going to take this lesson and make something important of it.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I you know, you look at that, though, and I just think it's so important to keep on going, keep on trucking, keep on making things happen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it
and you will.
Yeah.
And you
yeah.
will, you know, they say there will be a time when we'll get together and laugh about this.
But, you know, I know, you know what they say, though? Like, one thing I remember hearing this years ago, and it always stuck with me, the only thing in life that no one can take away from you is your word, right? You can
yeah.
lose anything else. But no one can take your word away from you. Now, it may be subject, you know, say somebody says, okay, I'm going to have a meeting with you tomorrow, or I'm going to do this for you, or I'll get this at the store and bring it, or do whatever, and then something happens and the person has to say, I really
yeah.
wanted to, but I couldn't, and it really
yeah.
was out of their hands, right?
Absolutely.
But for the most part, no one can ever take anything but our word away. So I always have had trouble when people are just flat out lying, you know, and you know they're lying, and you're scammed. And it's
yeah.
like, and there's so many people in this day and age, because I came from the old school,
yeah.
and where they go, well, it's the way it is. Don't worry about it. Everybody does that now. Everybody does it. Oh, come on. That really mm-hmm. bothers you. You know, or I remember a woman one time at a house I had listed telling me about men cheating. Oh, you really would mind? You know, I don't mind if my husband cheats. I'm like, really? Like, to me, that integrity part, it really bugs me. I mean, I'm not perfect, I'm just saying, but it bugs me. And I don't know. I think that's part of something that, you know, different, because I don't want to lower my standards and say, oh, it's okay to lie, it's okay to be whatever. You know, I mean, I just don't want to, I also don't want to be judging everybody, you know, and saying this one's not this or that, you know, that type of thing. So it's a very fine line in life, right? On but that is one thing that's very important, that no one can ever take your word away from you.
True.
Yeah. And we own it. We own that.
When you feel that you have done the right thing, then it doesn't matter how many people tell you you were wrong. You know you were right. You know you did do this to be right. You really know that you tried hard. You know, and that's enough. It's got to be, it's when you do your best, well, God doesn't ask any more of us than our best.
Right.
Remember that. And if it's good enough for God, it's good enough for me.
I got you. No, I got you. God knows this. We've got this tiny little planet here that I thought was way more advanced than we are. I'm telling you what, I go, wait a minute. We've got lots to learn here, you know. We're still pretty primitive when we're fighting and hating and freaking out. And I'm going, oh, my gosh.
You've got this wonderful thing going, and somebody pulls a thread. The whole thing comes apart.
Yeah, I couldn't help to say, like, with President Lincoln, you know, they're trying to tear the statue down, and he was against slavery.
Yes.
You know, it was like, so clearly the people trying to do that didn't know what they were doing, because why would they do, you know?
Yeah.
And I think we're seeing a lot of that right now in the world, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
So my last thing I wanted to mention, though, is if we erase history, because we shouldn't erase history and change history, you know, because then we may forget history and let it happen again. You know, I think history is a good reminder.
One second. If you learn from it,
I'm choking, sorry.
It doesn't matter what happens to it.
The important thing
is to learn from it.
But if we try to erase it, okay, because you and I are here today, but we're not going to be here years from now. And so the children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, the future generations, if we erase it and they try to learn something different, they are going to forget it, because they're not going to, you know what I'm saying? That's the thing that it kind of bothers me with the trying to erase history and change history, would, you know, tear things down, things like that. But I don't know. I don't have all the answers. You know.
Are you erasing it, or are you deciding which values to support?
Right, I guess you could look at it that way, but, you know, it's interesting, isn't it? Very interesting. Very interesting.
It is.
There's so many different
ways to look
at all of it.
Exactly, and most people are just looking in the mirror and seeing one side.
That's true. We're definitely used to what we're used to.
Mm-hmm.
And things are changing fast. So we are down to 1 minute, Mary Blake, and I so appreciate you coming on. And we didn't really talk about real estate except for watching out for scammers, you know, and that kind of thing.
Yes, in a way we did. Because we were talking about what to invest in. We were talking about how to approach your investments and how to approach your to evaluate your losses. We talked a lot about a lot of things that you might not think we mentioned.
It all applies in how we handle it, right? Just like not reacting when someone's freaking out, being able to diffuse the situation.
Yes. Yeah,
as much as we can, and still stay safe. You know, still be safe. Don't get too close to that situation, because it could bite you really fast. So,
and the thing that's really important is to keep your integrity. And this is, we're right back to, in a circle, exactly where we started.
Mhm. That's true. And everybody's going to make it. So I thank you for coming on, and I will talk to you soon. And to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Okay.